Hi everyone, welcome to today's episode of Empowered Education, where we will explore ways to create transformative and empowering educational spaces for students and teachers. My name is Jayla Garvin, and I am thrilled to dive into an incredibly important conversation today about how public school elementary principals can integrate diversity, equity, and inclusion and belonging into their schools and create truly inclusive learning environments. Today's topic is inspired by Bell Hooks' powerful book, Teaching to Transgress. And here's what we'll explore together today. First, how principals can ensure students truly know their students. Then we'll talk about how self-actualization and personal well-being plays a role in effective teaching and leadership. Next, we'll move on to strategies for recruiting and hiring the right teachers with the focus on workplace diversity and individual traits. And then lastly, we'll talk about how principals can nurture students' souls and provide the conditions where deep learning can begin, all through a DEIB lens. Let's get started. To answer today's driving question, how can public elementary school principals integrate DEIB into their schools and create an inclusive learning environment? We start with the foundation, which is learning the students. Bell Hooks reminds us in Teaching to Transgress that education is more than academics. It's about relationships. She challenges educators to deeply understand the lives, cultures, and stories of their students, and this is fostering a connection that enables a meaningful learning. From our textbook in Chapter 9, we discuss ways to recruit and hire the right people, and this aligns perfectly with this idea. Principals must prioritize hiring teachers who are empathetic and culturally aware, teachers who value the relationship they build with students as much as the lessons they deliver. And to integrate DEIB principles, principals can support teachers in learning about their students' diverse backgrounds through professional development, cultural competency training, and community engagement. When students feel seen and understood, their classroom becomes a place of belonging, and this is a critical element for DEIB. Moving on to our segment about self-actualization for teachers, Bell Hooks writes, "Teachers must be actively committed to a process of self-actualization that promotes their own well-being if they are to teach in a manner that empowers students." This reminds us that DEIB isn't just for students. It's essential for teachers, too. In our textbook in Chapter 11, we basically describe the importance of personality and individual traits in the hiring process. And this emphasizes the need to recruit teachers who are resilient, emotionally intelligent, and open to personal growth. These qualities ensure that teachers can create a supportive and inclusive classrooms while serving as role models for their students. Principals can foster teacher self-actualization by providing mental health resources, professional development opportunities, and regular check-ins to address challenges. A supportive school culture where teachers thrive is where DEIB flourishes, benefiting everyone in the school community. Moving on to our next segment, diversity in hiring practices. Creating an inclusive school starts with assembling a diverse teaching staff. As our textbook in Chapter 11 talks about identifying trends in the workplace diversity that managers should be aware of, diversity brings strength to any organization. Principals must actively recruit and hire educators from varied backgrounds to reflect the diversity of their students. Representation matters. It fosters connection and shows students that success comes in all forms. Beyond hiring, it's important to ensure diverse voices are valued and heard within the school community. By adopting hiring practices rooted in equity, such as blind resume reviews or inclusive interview panels, principals can counter bias and build teams that celebrate differences. DEIB is not just about numbers. It's about creating an environment where every teacher and student feels they belong. Lastly, moving on to our last segment, caring for the souls of students. Bell Hooks profoundly reminds us that learning happens at the intersection of the emotional and intellectual. She writes, "There must be an ongoing recognition that any effort to separate the intellectual from the emotional is false." Principals have a responsibility to create environments that care for the whole student, their mind, heart, and their soul. Integrating DEIB into school culture means prioritizing practices that honor students' humanity. This could include trauma-informed teaching, restorative justice practices, and creating safe spaces for all students to express themselves. When principals manage schools with empathy and care, they provide the conditions for deep and transformative learning. This is the heart of DEIB, ensuring that every student feels respected, valued, and empowered to succeed. As we wrap up, let's reflect on how public school elementary principals can integrate DEIB into their schools to create inclusive learning environments. First, they need to hire teachers who prioritize building relationships with students and understanding their unique stories. Next, support teachers' self-actualization and well-being, fostering their ability to empower students. We also need to embrace diversity in hiring practices to reflect and celebrate the identities of the school community. And then lastly, we should nurture students' emotional and intellectual needs, creating a culture of belonging and care. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Empowered Education. I'm your host, Jayla Garvin, and I hope today's discussion has sparked new ideas about how we can make our schools more inclusive and transformative spaces. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and subscribe for more inspiring conversations. And remember, education is a practice of freedom. Together, let's create schools where everyone, students, teachers, and leaders can thrive. See you guys later on the next episode of Empowered Education. Bye!